From the KCPW Danker Studios at Library Square, this is Downtown SLC. I'm your host, Jason Mathis. The Tumbleweeds Film Festival starts September 23rd. This is a festival that focuses on children's films from around the world and is brought to us every year by our friends at the Utah Film Center. Joining me today will be Elizabeth Nebaker, the executive director of the Utah Film Center, talking about Tumbleweeds and what to expect the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of September at the Rose Wagner Performing Arts Center. We'll also be talking about the larger role of film and independent film and global cinema in downtown. How does this unique art form help to shape our worldview and perspectives, and how can we use it to enhance our lives and the conversations and relationships we have with those around us? All of that after this news from the BBC. Welcome back. You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. This is a show that explores the people, the places, and the events shaping Utah's urban center. Delighted to be joined by my friend today, Elizabeth Nebaker. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Jason.
Elizabeth is the executive director of the Utah Film Center, you've been on this program more than once.
I have been. I've been in this role for, it will almost be 2 years, and I know you've been gracious enough to invite me back a few times to talk about the programming at the Film Center.
I love to talk about the Utah Film Center and everything you guys are doing. One of my favorite subjects.
Excellent.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with the Film Center generally, but more specifically we want to talk about what I think is, I will say it, I think it's the coolest film festival in our state, even cooler than Sundance.
Oh, wow.
It is, because it's specific and it's thoughtful and it's geared towards our culture as Utahns, the Tumbleweed Film Festival.
Absolutely. And Ian, you can enjoy some activities with your son and your wife.
We get to go together. It's a family-based thing.
Yeah, and the films are not just for kids. They're really for, you know, people of all ages. Global storytelling on film that brings us all together and can have conversations and experience different ideas, people, places through these stories.
Well, that's really your mission, isn't it?
Yes,
it is. So Tumbleweeds Film Festival, what are the dates? It's coming up in a couple weeks.
Yeah, September 23rd through the 25th. It takes place at the Rose Wagner. So we use both of the Black Box and the Janae Wagner Theater. Mm-hmm. And so we start Friday night and run through the weekend, through Sunday evening, with about 12 to 15 films.
Okay, and these are all sort of independently produced, world cinema. You guys curate this and bring in kind of the best of, is it bad to say children's programming? How would you describe it?
For kids and, really people of all ages. I mean, you know, the prime demo would be 4 to 12. Each of the films we, you know, let you know which age we recommend the films for. But, you know, like any good story, it's...
Everyone
loves it. And any of the films that are subtitled, we do have a reader. So, you know, you can either have a device, listening device, that you can follow along for those younger kids in the audiences, or even people that, you know, want to experience those different languages at those young ages, they can do without the listening devices. But it is an opportunity. So those people that are not familiar with subtitled with foreign language film,
right. It's
very accessible.
Right. Very excited about one of the movies, and you were kind enough to help me get tickets to this during Sundance this past year. But really, a life-changing movie, such a cool movie. Can you talk a little bit about Eagle Huntress that's coming to the festival?
Yeah, we are thrilled to bring back Eagle Huntress to Utah. We had been partnered with Sundance this last January. It was our third year that we partner on a program called Sundance Kids. Mm-hmm. And this was one of the, you know, most popular, hottest tickets, both here in Salt Lake and Park City. It's a beautiful story, Mongolian young girl that really learns about eagle hunting, this thousands-year-old tradition that is for men.
Yeah.
And her son, her father really, shares this experience with her and, you know, opens this world, which is, you know, a sweet relationship that she has with her father, mm-hmm. and really the community and the strength of this young girl.
It was because I haven't always seen the movies that you're going to be showing at Tumbleweeds, but I feel not like an expert, but I actually have seen this one, so I feel like I qualified to at least comment on it. such a cool and unexpected movie. I went to it not knowing what to expect, which I think is sort of the beauty sometimes of independent film. You don't, you haven't seen 4,000 trailers promoting it yet, so you don't know like what's going to happen. But just in this society that is still very traditional, women have very specific assigned roles, and females are not eagle hunters. And she does this, and the reaction from some of the elders in the village and how they feel about it, and it's an exciting movie too. I mean, there's some, she has to, you know,
the hunt,
she has to go hunt and capture her eagle, a baby eagle, to be her eagle that, that she teaches to hunt. And it's really a beautiful movie, and it was great during Sundance to be able to talk to or see the director, and actually the Eagle Huntress and her father were there also. Yeah, so that's very that is going to be a great experience for people.
It is, and you know, it's before the release. Sony Pictures did pick it up at Sundance, so it will have a national release. But to be able to have it here in Salt Lake as part of Tumbleweeds, it's a film that the Utah Film Center fiscally sponsors.
Oh, wow.
And it's also one that Geralyn Dreyfus, who's the founder of our organization and the chair of the board and very active, you know, Film Center representative in our community, you know, as a executive producer of that film, you know, these are the relationships and, you know, to be able to bring it and share it with our audiences here. It's going to be exciting.
Geralyn is a treasure.
She is. That passion and her
commitment.
Yeah. And bringing people together, whether it's, you know, through films or, you know, different partnerships. That was really kind of what she continues to do. And a lot around social change issues, really important films that are, you know, having change on campuses with, you know, The Hunting Ground, the film that she did that premiered at Sundance, and, you know, bringing attention. And that's what a lot of these films are doing, is, you know, getting the stories out there, getting the issues out there that we may not be aware of. So, you know, that's something that Geralyn has, you know, done very well and continues to do well on a grand scale.
Film is such a unique medium for being able to tell those stories and change people's perspectives and change lives in so many ways. So I want to talk about the Film Center more generally. You guys have had a wild ride this year.
It has been.
You're a great downtown institution and have been, you know, such an important part of bringing people together through films. Most of your films are free. Free screenings.
Except the festivals. The festivals, both Tumbleweeds and our LGBT film festival,
Damn These Hills. Yes.
Those are ticketed events, but we do more than 200 free films, not only here in Salt Lake, but actually throughout the state, from Ogden to Moab. But yes, you know, our downtown office on Main Street, we had a devastating fire March 29th, lost everything. And, you know, to wake up to, you know, numerous messages on my phone and run down, you know, to our downtown, which has really been the home of the Film Center. It was for 7 years, was, you know, tough to deal with. But, you know, the community response and the reinforcement of what it means to have the Utah Film Center here has been overwhelming, from, you know, people, you know, supporting us financially as we rebuild. You know, we did do a GoFundMe campaign. We had a big fundraiser this summer, and we continued to kind of raise the funds to get us back on our feet.
Probably, I don't want to say a blessing, but in some ways revelatory to have to face a crisis. Because you do see the support that the community has, and people are able to rally and come together. And you know, we had a Downtown Alliance board meeting, and we were talking about the plight of the Film Center. And Babs DeLay, a board member, said, well, they can come to my office. And she just opened up her office for you for a while. And, you know, I think that it does underscore the importance that people place in the Film Center, in your mission, in what you're accomplishing. And, but, you know, part of it, I think, is personal affection for you, for Patrick Hubley, for Geralyn. I mean, you guys are our friends. But also, what you do is important to downtown. It makes a big difference, and I think people acknowledge that and want to honor that. So now you're moving into a new home.
Yes. So we will be moving into Broadway Media, the 11th floor, 50 West, 300 South. So it's a change. It's a different style. It's a, you know, high rise. Mm-hmm. But we are finalizing kind of the tenant improvements, and we'll be up and running and functioning everything, you know, during the festival and on.
Good. I hope so. That's a building controlled by another Downtown Alliance board member, John Dahlstrom. I hope he's been good
John
to you
has
and
been
treated
great.
You well.
Yes, okay. He's been negotiating and really, again, came to us, you know, understanding our situation and knowing that we wanted to stay downtown. It was very important for us. We had a Zions Bank. Our Main Street office was generously
donated by Scott Anderson.
Yeah. So another incredible downtown.
Yeah.
Force. But, you know, John Dahlstrom has, you know, continued, and I talk to him almost daily, and, you know, really grateful again for, you know, the support of all of these businesses and community members that have rallied for the Utah Film Center. Wow. And it's really an incredible team and staff that we have, too, that, you know, working remotely and continuing with our festivals and our programming, you know, it's challenging. But, you know, I think them hearing from our community and at our screenings, people checking in on us, making sure we're okay, you know, having coffee donated. We had furniture from our new office donated by Western Interiors.
Oh, that's great.
So, you know, we continue to feel the love of our downtown and our community as a whole.
Like a phoenix. Glorious phoenix rising from the ashes of the fire.
Yes.
Yeah. That's awesome. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Elizabeth Nebaker. Elizabeth is the executive director of the Utah Film Center, a downtown institution. We'll be talking about the Tumbleweeds Film Festival coming up very soon and about the role that the Utah Film Center has in downtown Salt Lake City. We are back. You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm your host, Jason Mathis, with the Downtown Alliance, joined today by my friend, Elizabeth Nebaker. We have been friends for a long time, since before you had this job.
Yes.
We've been
it has been
friends.
Years with kids and kids, downtown
our kids go to
and
school
neighbors.
Together. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We're talking about the Utah Film Center, a really important component to downtown Salt Lake City. The center provides a lot of free screening of independent movies, global cinema, things that people may not be aware of, really with the goal of helping to improve community dialogue, bringing people together, having these shared experiences in the urban center. Such a cool mission.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the Downtown Alliance mission, but you have a pretty cool mission also.
It is a good one. And, you know, it does expand actually into education, which we've really developed to bring, you know, digital arts and film into the classroom through workshops and curriculum for teachers, because a lot of the kids are keeping up with the technology and have access. And there's actually, you know, SpyHop does great programs for youth. But to really provide the materials and the skills for teachers, we felt was something missing. So Rick Rake brought the programs from SHIFT to really help teachers use and make the classroom a dynamic, engaging environment as a learning place.
So you go into Utah schools and help teachers learn kind of the art of filmmaking that they can then teach their students.
Exactly.
I didn't know
around
that.
Science, around history. So there's year-long you know, courses that, you know, these teachers can be part of, and they are developing and getting those skills with different sessions. So it's all actually free.
Oh, wow.
And part of the programming that we provide with that increase in the last year with Rick Ray's leadership, Susie Montgomery. And it's an important part of, you know, reaching audiences and sharing the important, you know, tools and for storytelling on film.
Well, and that's an important component of Tumbleweed as well, because you guys will be actually doing quite a lot of teaching people how to make films. It's not just about going and watching the film gets made. It's more than that at Tumbleweed. So what are some of the other activities?
It's a festival experience. So like Sundance. So it's really kind of carrying the experience beyond just watching a story on film. So we have a clubhouse, which is downstairs in the Rose Wagner, where we'll have activities. Salt Lake Makers Faire, we'll be doing hands-on creative activities around, you know, creative storytelling. We're working with Apple to do a workshop to offer to attendees. We'll have an active play components. Salt Lake City CrossFit will be doing, you know, an activity so that, you know, between the films that kids can kind of move and wiggle. That's an important part of a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
So these are all activities that are free and part of the experience of the weekend. And there'll be, you know, workshops that kids can actually sign up for, which will be paid, ticketed, around screenwriting, around filmmaking. And those are, you know, an hour, 2 hour long. But to give, you know, the kids some opportunities to really learn and gain the skills, we'll also be doing one of our teacher development workshops that will be available for our teachers to be able to come in over that weekend, see a film, and also be learning and getting those skills and opportunity to bring that into their classroom.
Well, that's great. So a lot of free activities, but even if you want to pay a little bit, it's not a very expensive festival to attend.
No, you know, tickets are just $6 for, you know, the film, and that includes the additional activities. There are passes, so 10 film passes for $40. And those are, you know, you could bring two of your children and six of their friends and, you know, you and your wife. I mean, it can be, you know, however you use those 10 passes, but that's a very affordable way to experience the festival on the weekend.
Deal. Yeah, an entire family going to two parents and eight children, if that is the size of your family. Or if you have a lot
of
friends.
Any shapes and size of those families.
But you can go have a movie experience.
Right.
Tell me about how you curate these movies, because you don't just say what's the most popular or what's going to make the most money, which I think sometimes more traditional movie houses do that. Like they say, what are the big blockbusters and how do we get them in and how do we get them in for as long as possible and how do we make as much money? And, you know, that's not your first priority when you're thinking about the movies that you're going to be screening at Tumbleweeds or at any of the other activities that you do.
Yeah, it's really quality storytelling. So we like to have a diverse selection of films from all over the world. But really the core is, you know, are these going to be, you know, stories that take you to different places, share new ideas, make you think differently, or, you know, take you to a different culture. And it has to be quality. It has to be a strong film. You know, there's nothing wrong with a great Hollywood blockbuster and to be totally entertained in that way and, you know the trailer and be familiar. And that's another, you know, way to be entertained. We feel like there's a very, very much a need to share these films with our audiences, you know, and to us, that's a really, you know, big part of this Tumbleweeds Film Festival is, you know, these are films that maybe you could find, maybe you could experience at, you know, one of the children film festivals, or you could find on Netflix potentially. But a lot of these are undiscovered. And to be able to, you know, come together and see it on a big screen is part of what we feel is really important in to our community.
Well, you might be able to find it, but would you know to look for it?
I know. Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, so there's a famous Japanese movie maker who has made a lot of animated children's films, who I saw at Tumbleweeds and would never have known about. And then we ended up collecting. Then we saw it like DVDs at Costco. So we bought as many as we could get because it was just so unusual and so cool. And I remember our family did exactly what you recommended probably 3 or 4 years ago and saw The Monster of Paris, which was such a fun animated movie. And my son, I think he was 9 or 10 at the time, but he took down 3 or 4 buddies and we watched this movie in subtitles, but had great music. Yeah. And in the end, these little boys were all singing this French song, leaving the theater.
That's perfect.
I mean, it was really a cool experience. And the fact that I remember it now 4 years, I mean, I don't remember every movie I saw 4 years ago, but it was.
They stick with you.
They do. It was really, it was moving and it made a lot of sense. Can you just touch briefly on why you all started the Tumbleweeds Film Festival?
Yeah, Patrick Hubley, artistic director, this was really his baby and something that he, you know, having worked at Sundance and Toronto Film Festival, felt was a need, especially in our community. And
you
look
at, we got a lot of kids here.
We have a lot of kids, but there's also that international. I mean, with the LDS missions and the different countries that people are exposed to, you know, that's what these films share is, you know, different language and cultures. So for people in this community of all places to be able to see, you know, a film from Africa or Germany or, you know, a French film or
Mongolia.
Mongolian, that should be a perfect, you know, reason to experience and come, you know, with your family, with some friends to see these films. But, you know, Patrick really worked hard to be able to create this idea and bring it to the Utah Film Center. So this is our 6th year. The Utah Film Center started in 2002, so we'll be celebrating our 15th year.
Congratulations.
Yes, I know. Nice. It will be a big one. So, you know, I think, you know, we continue to find opportunities to find new audiences, to really get the strongest programming, and have community partners to be there to see the importance of this festival. But, you know, it's a great opportunity, like you say, to come spend, you know, an afternoon with your family and to have a good conversation after, to either sing these songs in French or carry on that conversation that you might not have after another experience.
We had this whole like interesting conversation after we saw The Eagle Huntress, which is going to be at Tumbleweeds. When we saw it at Sundance, my son talking about what kind of sexism looks like. And I don't even think it's not intentional that this culture, this Mongolian culture, they just have very defined roles for men and women. And yet what does that look like from an outsider's perspective watching this movie? What does that look like in our society? Because it's persistent even in our, you know, different society. Why wouldn't this young girl be allowed to train this eagle, and how courageous her dad was in helping her do this? Right. And anyway, we wouldn't have had that conversation but for this movie.
Yes.
So that's, you're doing good work.
It is great. And it's fun. You know, my daughters are just started freshman year at East High, but from the beginning they were, you know, I've been friends with Patrick for a long time. They would watch these films. He would send us some links to, you know, screen them and say, you know, what do you think? What do your girls think? And, you know, at first, again, the subtitles, oh, another subtitle film. And as soon as you settle into it, you know, it really opens their eyes and, you know, to those really good conversations, culturally or, you know, just different entertaining ways that stories are being told. Culturally, it's very different.
Yeah.
So that's been fun for me to be part of it and, you know, have my daughters experience Tumbleweeds and grow with it. And now they love these stories and they're, you know, international films. And, you know, they came to Damn These Heels and they come to kind of the year-round programming. But I think these are good conversations for all of us to be having.
That's great. Elizabeth, remind people the dates of Tumbleweed.
It's September 23rd through 25th
at the Rose Wagner
Theater.
Okay. And where can people go for more information?
So the best site is our website, utahfilmcenter.org.
Great. And Tumbleweeds is just at the very top. I looked it up already.
Yes.
I know it's right at the very top.
Yes.
Awesome. Thanks for coming on the program today. I really appreciate it. And thanks for
Jason.
Your good work in helping to make our downtown more dynamic and diverse.
Thanks, Jason.